tomorrow, I'm going to go to Las Vegas for the first time in many years, and this will be my third trip to Sin City, and the two other trips, they were good. The second one was better than the first one. The first time I ever went to Vegas, John, it was one of those, because I'm trying to remember the previous times, and the first time was one of those deals where me and my first wife, we went to one of those timeshare presentations. And you sat through it all, and they brought in the closer and all that, and they promised you if you just sit through it, we'll give you a Vegas vacation kind of deal. And have you ever sat through one of those?
No.
Oh yeah, that's and it's uncomfortable, and we fought our way out of there.
But you knew going into it that this was a deal you were just going to sit.
Yes,
hold your breath and get out and nope them.
Don't give an inch.
Okay,
we'll take a whipping. And we'll take our timeshare and what have you. And it was like at the Sands Hotel or something. It was and it rained. It hadn't rained in, I don't know, 6-8 months or something in Las Vegas. And the 2 days we were there, it's raining. So if you thought, oh, we'll sit by the pool all day and then hit the strip at night, it was like, okay, you're on the strip gambling and drinking at 12 o'clock. By, 7 o'clock at night, it's like, I don't want to walk anymore. I don't want to drink anymore. I don't, It was not the best trip. But one thing that was cool was the night we flew out, Frank Sinatra died, and they darkened the strip. They did it right as we were, kind of taking off. We didn't get to see it, but the captain came on and told us as they were leaving. So that would have been cool.
They've only done that for, a handful of people.
Yeah, it was that night. And then the second time was my wife Taryn's birthday, one of her birthdays. And it must have been 11 years ago at least, because that was, I was still drinking then. And it was interesting because we had set up to her birthday's in January. So again, no great laying around the pool weather and stuff like that. But so the week that we're getting ready to go, that I was going to go, for some reason we got thrown an interview. We got offered an interview to interview porn star Jessica Drake. I don't know, remember she had a book out or there was some kind of funny aspect to it, and we ended up talking
to her.
We
did on this show?
Yes. Yes. And so as we were wrapping up the interview.
Oh, yes.
We're wrapping up the interview.
Scott Les
gave it to us somehow.
Yes, he set that thing up.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so, but as we're saying goodbye or whatever, the handler, the guy that set up the call and all that, says, hey, anytime you're in Vegas, look me up or something like that and give me a call. I said, well, I'm going to Vegas this weekend. He goes, you're kidding me. I said, no. And he said, you know what's happening this weekend? It's the AVN Awards, the Oscars of porn. And I'm like, yeah, okay. And he goes, at the Hard Rock, come to the AVN Awards. And so that weekend changed completely as we ended up going to the Hard Rock Cafe and the Hard Rock, bowl or whatever, and seeing the Oscars of porn. And it is exactly like you think, with the red carpet and the velvet ropes and all. I don't know a lot of porn stars' names, but the ones that I do know, they were all there, and we ended up.
I remember. Yeah, you took. We put some of those. We were able to put some of the pictures up on our Facebook page. I remember that.
It was, and so they had a band that came out and played, and then they've got the podium and all that, and they hand out awards for porn, and all the categories you would think were well represented. Double this, whatever, triple that, group, whatever. They also had, best lighting, best script. That was funny. But to have these porn stars come up to the podium and the winner for best yada, 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 and I'd like to thank my parents. And what?
This one's for you, Dad.
I'm not kidding.
That was the name of the movie, actually.
For you, Dad. Yeah. And some of the titles and all that kind of stuff. And everybody's all dressed up in the gowns and all this. And just listening to, the parties and stuff and the conversations that were going on. And we ran into Slash and Ron Jeremy and all these. It was bizarre. It was completely bizarre. And the people that are lined up along the velvet ropes waiting to see their favorite porn stars come down the red carpet.
Oh, so there was There was a red carpet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, on the way into the arena deal. And I'm I'm pretty sure all those people along the ropes were intimately familiar with the material.
Knew everybody. Yeah.
With the, when I say intimately, intimately familiar with the material. And
what, by the way, what would, do you remember what the trophy was?
I can't
remember. Because
yeah,
the Oscar is, well, it's an Oscar guy. It's a guy.
It was very phallic, if I remember right.
I would think.
Yes, it was.
I would think.
I can't remember exactly what the trophy looked like. AVN Awards. I don't think anything will top that going to Vegas. That was outstanding. And the funny thing was, the Seahawks had just beat the next day, the Seahawks had been beaten out of the playoffs the weekend before that. And so I brought my Seahawks jersey, and the playoffs were continuing that weekend. It was like January 20th or whatever.
This is right after they lost to Atlanta.
Exactly.
The year before the Super Bowl.
And I'm walking through like the Planet Hollywood thing, kind of underground shops or whatever, and this guy comes up to me and goes, "Are you a Seahawks?" I'm wearing a Seahawks fan shirt, a Sherman jersey. And he says, are you a Seahawks fan? And I said, yeah. And he goes, you want to come with me and meet somebody cool? And I'm like, this is where people get clubbed in the back of the head. And he takes us over, and it was Richard Sherman. And he was super nice and took a bunch of pictures with us and everything. So there was no laying by the pool and all that on that time either, but that was a great trip. I did check the forecast this time, John. 86, 86, 88, and 91.
All right.
And four shows of fish at the Sphere, so it'll be stupid.
One year it's the American Video Awards, and then next year it's four shows of fish.